Resurrection of Jesus Christ, imagine what it must have been like to have been there all those years ago, to hear his voice, to see his miracles, to behold his glory. The awaited Messiah had finally come, and the people lined the streets to see him pass by.
This is the moment we'll tell our children about. Here comes the promise we have heard heaven sent down.
Emmanuel, on this very day our Messiah King is heading our way.
Jesus into Jerusalem. The prophet Zechariah saw that day and said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion." Yet the shouts of praise would soon turn to mocking, as the very ones who had cried, "Hosanna," turned away from the Lord. He was despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, just as Isaiah foretold.
Thank you. not one of us can imagine what happened that day at the cross. For all of the times we've read the story in the Bible, all of the paintings we've ever seen, all of the dramatizations we've ever watched, we're still left with only inadequate glimpses of what Jesus endured for us. Precious Savior, thank you for what you did at the cross. It seems so small to say, thank you for loving us enough to come, for suffering and dying, for grace and salvation. We have nothing worthy to give you in return for the all-sufficient merit shown to us by your sacrifice. We only have these hearts that love you and lives that long to honor you.
Just as my forehead bends. remember and honor his sacrifice, how we reverence what happened on the cross. We never forget the price he paid to redeem us. We think of his body broken. We imagine his blood that was shed.
We proclaim that the only man who ever lived, who knew no sin, was made sin for us. We tell the story again and again and again. Yes, this is how we remember. We come to Calvary's table, where grace invites us to be forgiven, and where love invites us into a relationship with our Savior.
Kings with kingdoms, rulers and lords with great wealth, power and earthly fame. Yet only one has been given a name above every other name. Only one has fulfilled every promise of Scripture, lived a perfect life, died and rose again, conquering death, hell, and the grave. He is the one, the Messiah, Jesus, the only King forever.